This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, with all these challenges that are popping out around the world, we have the shark challenge, before that we had the mannequin challenge, before we had the ice bucket challenge, and all these ridiculous challenges. And I want to bring to you today and invite you to a special challenge, and that is the 10-day challenge. What's the 10-day challenge? It's the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, who can challenge himself to continue in his motivation and his efforts and in his courage and will to continue and remain to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance until the end of these 10 days? This is the challenge that as believers and as Muslims witnessing these 10 months, we're supposed to be engaging in. Yani subhanallah, 4 days have already went from the 10 days. There's only 6 days left. Yani literally 144 hours left. The days are going by and the hours are going quick, and what is better is yet to come, the day of Arafah and the day of An-Nahr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ, that there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the righteous deeds that are done during these 10 days. فَchoose any deed and do it. يعني, these are the days in which one page of the Quran is going to be the best page you read since يعني, the beginning of the year until the end of this year. And your Salat al-Fajr during these days is going to be the best Salat al-Fajr you've prayed in the whole year. For everything is rewarding in these days. Don't miss out on these opportunities. And if you think that the good deeds are so many and you're confused as to what am I going to choose, let me teach you one and hold on to it until the end of the days. And that is Dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when the 10 days commence and they begin, أَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ, make in abundance. Recite in abundance and utter in abundance a dhikr, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, don't underestimate a dhikr. The word alhamdulillah on its own, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tamla'u al-mizan, Allahu akbar. Your problem, you and I, our problem on the day of judgment is how are we going to fill the scale on the day of judgment? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to you, alhamdulillah, said only once, fills up the scale. Imagine the one that says it over and over again. Well, subhanallah, now I came out to this park here in one of the Arab lands, and I did not understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, whosoever says subhanallahi al-azim wa bihamdih once, it would plant for him a palm tree in the paradise. Allahu Akbar. I came here and I saw this site here, and you can see the site, the palm trees. When you see this site, you understand that for one palm tree in this world to be planted, it's supposed to be spaced between one and the other. There's about a few meters between them. Yani the more palm trees in the paradise you own, the more land, the more property you own in the paradise. And look at this, as far as the eye can see, how much effort does it take the human being to move one palm tree from one location and bring it here? It costs money, it costs time. Trucks are on work, laborers come, and so many things are done just to put one palm tree in earth. Wouldn't you can own a palm tree, not on earth, in the paradise, with subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdih, Allahu Akbar. How many palm trees have we wasted? And why are we making our property in the paradise small? Yalla, my brothers and sisters in Islam, 10 days, 6 days left, 10 day challenge. Who can continue until the end of these 10 days in dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to allow us to worship Him in these 10 days. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us this opportunity to witness the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself comes down and He's proud of His servants worshipping subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the day of Arafah is a day in which the sins are forgiven for everyone, not only for the people on Arafah, for everyone that witnesses that day. Whoever fasts that day earns 2 years of forgiveness, 1 year of sins in the past and 1 year in the future. Yalla, my brothers and sisters in Islam, let's not waste our time. Put your efforts and your determination and your will. 10-day challenge until the end of this day, 10 days. And we'll see you on Eid, inshallah ta'ala. Wa jazakum allahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.